Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's successful real estate professional as they share it with you. Let's go.
A quick word from our sponsor, 24 Sound. 24 Sound is technically an audio production company, but they're way more than that. They're there to help you grow your business from audiobooks to podcasts and everything in between. They're flawless as sound engineers and they're strategic as business partners. Visit them at 24sound.com. You can also email them at hello@24sound.com. And of course, as a best ever listener, you'll get a best ever discount. Mention best ever, and you'll get a 20% discount on your first product. Hello, best ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Jay Heinrichs. Hi, Jay.
Hi, Joe. How are you today?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us. And you have quite an extensive amount of experience in hard money lending and buying foreclosures. I'm going to dive right into it and say just a little bit about you, and then I'll let you elaborate. One of the things that we were talking about right before we started recording is you have owned two hard money lending companies, one of them $50 million under management and the other $30 million. And I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to let you tell the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now, because I think you can elaborate a lot better than I can from a lending standpoint and what you're focused on.
Absolutely. My first iteration of a hard money lending company was in Oakland, California, from the middle to late 80s to the early 90s. And that was a traditional mortgage brokerage company where we matched private investors up to notes, and we took a brokerage fee. And so the $50 million represented about 250 clients. And I ran that for close to 6 years, all throughout the San Francisco Bay Area. And back in those days, real estate was already very expensive in the Bay Area. And so we did predominantly second position hard money loans to fix and flippers, high-end renovators, people buying apartment complexes, small commercial, that type of thing. So then my second iteration in the hard money lending started in 2002-2003 in Portland, Oregon. And to digress, the California hard money lending company, I operated as a California real estate broker. That was a license I had to run that. In Oregon, to be a hard money lender, you had to be an MLO, and this was right when NMLS and all this stuff was starting to come in. So I obtained my mortgage banker's license, and in the second iteration of that company, Silverado Funding, we did it with private equity. I had two partners. We didn't take outside capital. And out of the $30 million, we had $20 million in lines of credit with banks, and the rest was our own equity. And that was a very nice setup because, you know, we're putting the money out at you know, 16 to 20%, and we're borrowing from the bank at 5 to 6. So we made quite the spread there, as opposed to brokering hard money loans where you normally just make the points and your investors make, you know, the interest rate. So not only were we making the points, but we were making the delta on the interest rate. And I did a couple thousand loans, predominantly in the Midwest, from Illinois all the way down to Georgia, the Carolinas, Memphis, Jackson, Birmingham. I was the largest hard money lender in Mississippi, and for many years. And that experience gave me a very unique picture or insight into the turnkey real estate selling business that's so prevalent today. So I did at least 2,000 loans to a lot of the top turnkey companies throughout the United States, and I understand the turnkey model about as well as anybody on the planet, since I was the engine that was driving a good portion of it in many of those markets.
So based on your experience as a hard money lender and as, you know, someone who's very knowledgeable about turnkey and raising and working with investors who need funds, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
Well, you know, my best real estate advice ever, one is to, if I look back, if you can make a profit, sell. You can't make a profit without selling. So don't hold on too long. Don't think it's going to go up another 20% next year. If you got a nice profit, sometimes it's good to just sell, take your profit, move into cash, and see where the market's going to go.
Are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
Yes, sir.
Best ever book you've read?
Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill.
Best ever personal growth experience and what you've learned from it?
Living through three recessions and the 2008 depression, and realizing that there is light at the end of the tunnel, and that you cannot count on the economy going straight up all the time.
Any practical tip that you want to share about how to get through one of those tough times successfully?
Well, I think it goes back to when you can take profit in real estate, sometimes it's good to take profit before an event can happen, because you are going to have cycles in the market. And, a lot of times it's just good to move on to the next project or actually move to cash.
Best ever success habit you practice?
For me personally, it's communication, answering my phone whenever able, making sure that if somebody calls me within a day, I get back to them in that day. Also, emails, responding to emails within the same day that they come to me. I think that's hugely important in today's day of people hiding behind texts and cell phones and email.
Best ever deal you've done?
Well, I've had a lot of them. I bought a big mansion from a basketball star that had, gone out of the league and lost his income. And we were able to buy it basically on a short sale. We rehabbed it and sold it and had a, close to a $2 million profit on it.
Best ever quote?
Tough times don't last, but tough people do.
And what would you say is the biggest mistake you've made in real estate?
Well, I'm going to go back into not selling when I felt markets had peaked and holding on too long.
And what happened?
Well, we had $25, $30 million worth of real estate, and 07, 08 happened, and by 09 and 010, it went down 30, 40%, and we lost huge amounts of equity, just like the rest of the country.
What's the best ever place to reach you?
My phone number is 503-789-2451. And my email is my name, J-A-Y Heinrichs, H-I-M-R-I-C-H-S at AOL.com.
Still using AOL, huh? You're one of the few holding strong.
Well, I got it in 1992 and I've never changed it. Same with my cell phone number.
Hey, you go with what works, right?
Yeah, I know. I get a lot of razzing for that. Us old guys, you know, we're on AOL.
Well, you could liken that to whenever there's an opportunity to upgrade and cash in what you already have, i.e. your AOL account, and switch to a Gmail account, you can.
Yeah, I need to start to. AOL has gotten kind of funky and not too user-friendly lately, so I am going to explore that.
Well, thank you so much, Jay, for sharing your advice and your wealth of experience with the best ever listeners on hard money lending and getting out whenever you are going to make a profit and then putting that cash into something else, or at least having the cash available so you have the option to put it in something else. So thanks so much for spending the time with us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Hey you, best ever listener, do you want more? Then head to joefairless.com, where there are tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And if you want Joe to personally help you reach your goals, then go to the Work with Joe tab on joefairless.com and apply to, well, Work with Joe.